Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. We're going to be joined by Leo Holman here in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk to you, and we're going to talk about the new footage that's come out that Kevin McCarthy has released exclusively, apparently, to Fox News and Tucker Carlson, which I don't agree with at all. I think he should be sued for that. No individual media outlet or host should have it. It should be released to the American people, to everybody, everyone, at the same time, and then go from there. But anyway, it's out. I'm glad for that. What are we not seeing? Because, again, I don't trust Fox News. But anyway, we're going to play some clips for you and get to this footage, which is very shocking, that shows that indeed January 6th was absolutely an orchestrated event, a Hollywood type orchestrated event. Police leading the people onto the floor of the, I think that's in the Senate, on the Senate side, leading them right to the floor. I mean, cops all around them, literally stepping aside so they could walk down the hall and giving them access, trying to help them find doors that are unlocked. The police are, so they can get them onto the Senate floor. This was such a staged event. And again, it shows you, my friends, how evil our federal government is. Yes, they will set you up. They will set you up. They will murder you. They will lie about you. They will plant false evidence. You've never, ever probably found a more corrupt government on the planet than the United States federal government. It is equally up there with any of the communist regimes of the world, the federal government of the United States. At least the communist regimes told you what they were. This government acts and operates in the same manner while they wave the flag and quote the Constitution, but they're just as vile. But that's exactly what Mr. Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, an avowed communist who said he traveled the communist front and he was a committed communist and doesn't regret it, that's what he said they would do. They would wrap themselves in flags and quote the Constitution while they destroy the country as communists. So again, at least the communists are honest enough to tell you they're communists. The U.S. federal government has been taken over by communists, and they want to tell you they're for the rule of law. They're for the Constitution. Well, they're pulling a play out of the playbook of one of their heroes, Mr. Baldwin, who started the American Communist Union. That's the American Civil Liberties Union. I call it the American Communist Union. So we're going to get to some of that. But first, I've been working, again, this is a theory. This is a theory. This is something for you to ponder, something for you to think about. I'm not saying that this is exactly what is going to happen. I have been, as you guys know, researching the whole UFO thing for some time. Didn't even want to talk about it for many years because it was considered too out there, right? Kind of like Bigfoot. But Tucker Carlson and others, Donald Trump even, talking with Tucker Carlson as president about UFOs. Then our federal government starts to release video footage. Pilots who chased these objects that were doing things well beyond the known laws of the universe, they start talking, the pilots. The government's releasing the footage, as I said. And so I'm like, well, now I guess it's fair game to talk about, right? So we've produced several TV specials on these so-called UFOs. I've been saying, as many of you believe, that these are demonic entities. I've been on the record saying I believe this is setting up for a great spiritual deception, a great spiritual deception that is coming. And then today I wake up to this article, exclusive Daily Mail, the truth is out there, skinny, cylinder-like UFO flying near Baghdad is seen in six new thermal images taken by U.S. spy drone last year. Now, this is very interesting because this is being taken by our government, the United States Air Force, I think particularly, and it's over Baghdad. Now, that's what caught my attention, that it was caught by over Baghdad. I would like to know how many of these sightings have been over Iraq. How many of them have been over Iraq? Now, why did that catch my attention? Because, as you guys know, I wrote a book in 2015 called, and I'm doing a series on Sunday nights as part of our Sunday night service, called The Coming Religious Reich. Wrote the book in 2015. A lot has come out since then about the rise of Babylon. And that, of course, includes now this new fall port that's being built through Iraq, through Babylon, through Baghdad, that that is $2.6 billion. Chinese are quite excited about it. A South Korean firm is helping build it. Reports are it'll be done by 2025, operational by 2024. Interesting, the time frame, Alice Bailey, the occultist and her demon, said the New World Order would be able to be seen in its outline by 2025. Not giving credence to the revelations from a demon, but what does the demonic world know? How much do they know, or what do they try to perpetrate? They've laid out other deadlines in the occultic world and missed them. But this one's getting very interesting and very close to 2025. So I believe when the Bible says Jerusalem, it means Jerusalem. When it says Rome, it means Rome. When it says Babylon, it means Babylon, 58 miles south of Baghdad, where it all began, really, in Genesis 10 and 11, with the building by Nimrod, who is becoming mighty on the earth, the Tower of Babel. Then God confused their language. We know the story, right? And they separated and spread out by their people group, their language. Of course, that's when DNA kicked in, and now we have different people groups, but we're of one blood. Genesis 10 and 11, well, we jump from there to the last book, Revelation, chapter 17, chapter 18. Now, what do we find? Revelation 17 describes Babylon as that city, that great city. It describes it as the mother of harlots, the harlotry and the religious harlots of, well, Babylon, Genesis 10 and 11. But before she, Babylon, is described as the great harlot, Revelation 17, 1, describes a harlot that sits on many waters. I believe that's a false dominant global church, the great harlot that sits on many waters. Then John is carried away and sees a woman riding a beast. Different. One is called the great harlot sitting on many waters. The other is the woman sitting on a scarlet beast. Then, about halfway through the chapter, Revelation 17, the 10 world assistants with Antichrist turn and devour that woman that sat on the great harlot, I should say, and eat of her flesh. Meaning, I think that's describing the end of a formal one world religious system that the Antichrist used to his advantage, and then he destroys that and directs all the worship to himself. That's not to be confused with Revelation 18. Some scholars will tell you that's just repeating the same information in a different way. Absolutely false. I'll present on Sunday night in our series why those two chapters, Revelation 17 and 18, are not presenting the same thing. But one way is to know that the talk in Revelation 17 is that of a spiritual language, or that of adjectives that are describing something in a spiritual way. They burn her with fire. They strip her naked. They eat of her flesh. These are not literal terms. Babylon on Revelation 18 is actually destroyed by a literal physical fire. Revelation 18, God does it. Revelation 17 It's not God doing it. It's being described as the Antichrist and his 10 world assistants. And it's, again, not Babylon being destroyed. It's that great harlot that sat on many waters. Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 are not describing the same thing. Most people have taken the great harlot that sits on many waters and then the woman that rides the scarlet beast and made them into one thing. They're not. That's what I describe in great detail after weeks and weeks and weeks of intensive study of the text and going to the original language. Spent weeks on just a few passages of Scripture when I was writing that book in 2015, The Coming Religious Reich. All that to say, Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 are not the same thing. They're telling a story. And what it tells us is there's going to eventually be about, 58 miles south of Baghdad, Babylon. And it will be the center of world commerce. And yet many have said, oh, that's never going to happen. And yet what is happening now since that book came out? Babylon is rising. We know the United Nations for years has been trying to raise money to make it a historical site, to have hotels and restaurants and maybe even amusement parks. Now we have Army War College professors I quote in my book in 2015 talking about moving the UN there. Well, that's about all I had. But I was willing to wait because I believe the Bible. I trust the Bible. And what do we have now? I showed you last week the screenshots of this massive port, $2.6 billion, that will outdo the number of slips that are in the United Arab Emirates as far as this making a gigantic port for global commerce. Oh, that's interesting. Revelation 18 describes it as a commercial Babylon. Revelation 17 describes a spiritual Babylon. Revelation 18 describes a commercial Babylon. But it's both Babylon. And, of course, Babylon took up a lot of geographical area. But I believe it will be a Eurocentric world government. And right now, I trust the Bible that it will actually be Babylon. Again, people have said, crazy talk, not going to happen. Well, I wonder if they even know about this port fall, $2.6 billion, how it'll cut off days and days and days and immense amounts of money for shipping and going through that canal, that strait, versus a straight cut through. And again, that it's already being boasted as being one of the biggest commercial sites in the world. See, things can happen fast. Look at Dubai, how fast that sprung up on us. Don't think that this can't happen in Babylon. Now, what does all that have to do with this new report today of a sighting of UFOs flying near Baghdad? Well, here's my theory. Here's my thesis. And that's exactly what it is, a theory and a thesis. We'll change and we'll add to it as more information comes out. But what if there is a demonic activity now happening in Babylon, Baghdad, 58 miles south of Baghdad's Babylon, in Iraq? How many of these sightings have there been? What is our government holding back? Because there are reports the government is indeed holding back a lot of footage. What if this is all, again, a part of a global spiritual deception that I warned about when doing an entire series of shows on UFOs a few years ago, that it's setting the stage for a global deception? What if Babylon ends up being a major base for UFO sightings and demonic activity? Well, that's interesting. What does Revelation say? Go over to Revelation chapter 18. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. Now God judges Babylon in Revelation 17, and she does fall. And the merchants of the world look on in horror and are horribly sad about this because it brought them great wealth. But what does it say about Babylon? She has become a dwelling place of demons and a spirit of every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. Well, that's very interesting. Go back into the Babylonian religions and you see them supposedly talking with, in their archaeological discoveries that archaeologists have made, some kind of bird-like entity giving them information. Are they talking and fooling around with demons? But we do know the Bible says Babylon will become a dwelling place of demons. What are UFOs? I think they're demons. Don't go away. If you want to get freeze-dried food, right now is the time to get it because we're not charging any freight. For some of you, that will save hundreds and hundreds of dollars that would have gone toward the cost of freight. So don't delay right now. If you're looking to get freeze-dried food, now's when you should do it. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all that's going on in the world, do you have enough food on hand, or do you need to add to your existing supplies? If so, consider purchasing freeze-dried food from us. You not only get a great deal, and now you're getting free freight, but you're also supporting WVW Broadcast Network and all that we're doing. It's a big part of our general operating budget. So we're offering you a service, and it's also a big part of our general operating budget to keep pushing out free programs to you. So everybody wins. WVWTVstore.com to check out 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever you need in regards to freeze-dried food. I have a 2-year supply of food for my family because I believe we're on the edge of something horrible in America and around the globe that's being manufactured on purpose. The collapse of our food supply, the collapse of our just-in-time inventory, the collapsing of our bank system, so much is now being manufactured. We also, of course, are looking at what Russia is doing, China is doing. Folks, it's obvious they're preparing for war. In fact, recently a 4-star general said to his men under his command in a letter that was leaked to the media, he told them prepare for war with China. It's going to happen by at least 2025. Then you have the cyber hacking, the new way of warfare, EMP, and so much more. Again, why would you not want to have enough food and water on hand? If you're interested in emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies, check out WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Take advantage of our free freight at WVWTVstore.com. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us, Worldview Radio. Before we go to Leo Holman, let me flesh this out a little bit more. So Babylon becomes a dwelling place for demons. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. Now, those could be literal birds, but I find that's interesting. They're combined when I threw in the information I threw in a while ago. But the reality is the Bible makes it clear demons are going to be there. It's a dwelling place of demons. There's something going on there of great demonic nature, right? Well, it's the headquarters, if you will, of the New World Order, Satan, Satan's New World Order. Satan himself is now embodying, I believe, the Antichrist. It would make sense that the Antichrist, being satanically, I believe, inspired at this point, that demons would be around where Satan is. And in fact, the demons were possessing many of the people and the world leaders that were carrying out the world government. So it's not only a dwelling place of perhaps demons in one manifestation, but demons indwelling people. Almost a hybrid type combination here where we go back to Nephilim. And I'm not saying that these are what those are, but we've seen before a human demonic entity, and yet Babylon will be filled with a human, I think, possessed by demons. But what if the demons also are manifesting themselves outside of humans? What kind of dwelling place is there? Well, let's go to the idea of what are UFOs. UFOs, I believe, are demonic entities. Let's go back first before we go to some interesting quotes. This article in the Daily Mail. Images of UFOs were taken from a video filmed by a thermal camera in the United States Air Force Reaper drone in May of 2022, so just last year. The 6 images appear to show a skinny, cylinder-like shaped object over northeastern Iraq, close to Baghdad, moving across the screen from left to right. The object didn't have any visible wings or fins, likely ruling it out as a glider, and was flagged as a UFO by officials, a source said. We won't spend the time going through this other than to say, and there's a picture for those watching by television, they've got video footage of this thing. I'd love to see that video footage, and I'd love to know if the government is holding back more footage of these entities appearing in Iraq, around Baghdad, and around the area close to Babylon. Now, my friend, Dr. Ron Carlson, who passed away in June of 2011, wrote this book. I've given you this quote before. The book is called Fast Facts and False Teaching. I've given you this before, but I want to give it again. Listen to what he says, because apparently Ron was on the same track. Boy, what would he say today? He writes, there is great fascination with UFOs today. What about all these unidentified flying objects? It is estimated that 85% of the world's population today believes, look at that, 85%. Well, it's more than that now, I bet. Believes in the reality of UFOs. In the Soviet Union, 95% of the people reportedly believe in the reality of UFOs as some advanced technological civilization coming to save the world. Isn't that what we're dealing with when we deal with transhumanism? That we need to go beyond the biological. We only need the breeding to be done by the elite so we can speed up biological evolution, move into the spiritual, and go beyond the spiritual. That's even what Julian Huxley wrote in his 1957 paper on transhumanism, where he said that eugenics is transhumanism. Our transhumanism is eugenics, 1957. And then he goes on to talk about the paranormal. He goes on explicitly to talk about the paranormal and spirituality. Well, isn't this what they're striving for, folks? To break out of biological evolution, advance it, break out of it, and go more into the spiritual evolution where we all discover our godhood or our deity? Aren't we told that these entities that they encounter, spirit or master guides, whether it's Helen Schuckman, who wrote the Bible of the New Age, as it's called, A Course in Miracles, channeling a demon, or Alice Bailey, who also channeled a demon and wrote 10,000 pages together, she's called the mother of the New Age, Alice Bailey. Well, what do the New Agers and the cultists believe? That she was talking to an individual more highly evolved through the what? The process of reincarnation. What percentage of Americans today believe in good karma, bad karma? A shocking percentage, including a recent survey that shows many within our so-called churches believe in the concept of good karma and bad karma. But they say these are not demons, they're individuals more highly evolved. What happened? They went beyond the biological to the spiritual, and because of their good lives, so-called, they've advanced on the spiritual evolutionary plane. They now give back to humans hidden knowledge, esotericism, the very thing that Satan in the form of a serpent said to Adam and Eve. You'll be like God. You will know what is right and what is wrong. You'll have hidden knowledge. Esotericism, hidden knowledge, often acquired today by the occultists through their own descriptions of altered states of consciousness through drugs and hypnosis, right? But what if you don't need that anymore because you're now actually communicating with demons, not through altered states of consciousness, but literally talking with them? They're manifesting themselves. They're communicating. And no one's freaking out because this is what they've all been waiting on, the dawning of the new age. Men will discover their godhood or their deity, that they're capable of becoming like gods, godlike, and evolving spiritually. And then we are encountering these entities that have done it. Entities that have done it and are bringing back now hidden knowledge to save the planet. That's what they believe. These cosmic humanists believe, the New Agers believe, these master guides are. So what if they start actually physically manifesting themselves now that more people believe? And after all, isn't that what they think needs to happen? A harmonic convergence where we finally all agree together and the power of our mind creates a cosmic collective salvation? And apparently the polls are showing we're moving in that direction. And now that more people believe, more people have rejected the old way of Christianity and the cross, as Alice Bailey bemoaned the cross and the idea of a savior, Jesus Christ. Now that more denying that reality and accepting the occultism, the justification is there that we have had a harmonic convergence and now the entities are coming in close and they're coming to communicate and give us the solutions to our world problems. And what if the Antichrist is an individual who appears to be as such? Well, here's what Ron Carlson writes. Our own speculation is based upon the study of Scripture. and the study of UFOs. And we emphasize this is only an educated opinion. What we believe is that we are seeing the world being prepared for the coming of the Antichrist on a UFO. In other words, we believe UFOs are a demonic realm. Why do we say this? Because our world today is not looking for a spiritual Messiah. It's looking for a technological savior. Now, folks, this book was written in 1994. And here we are with technocracy and transhumanism. They're looking for a technological savior, says Ron Carlson and Ed Decker. If some UFO landed on planet Earth and outwalked a Christ-like benevolent creature, an ET, who claimed to be a higher intelligence, who could solve all our economic, environmental, and technological problems, the world would flock to him. Yeah, particularly when he starts performing counterfeit miracle signs and wonders. And virtually all fourth encounters, as they're called, fourth encounters, where people claim to have been taken on UFOs, they all relate the same experience. The creature told them they could save themselves. They don't need God because they are gods themselves. They don't need God because they're God themselves. They don't need Jesus as their savior because they can save themselves through cyclic rebirth. That's reincarnation. It's the same old doctrine of demons and deceitful spirits as described in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. We need not walk with a spirit of fear, however. The Word of God tells us we are to draw near to the Lord, the devil will flee, James 4, 7. It tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, 1 John 4, 4. In Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, we're given the armor of God for this spiritual warfare. So reality is, Ron Carlson in 1994 was on this track. What if he were here with us today? What would he say? He goes on to write, well, what about UFOs? We don't believe their existence should be denied. There's simply too much evidence today that suggests there's something is there. It's no longer whether they exist, but what are they? People give a variety of answers to this question. If you read the book written over the last 10 or 20 years, books written over the last 10 to 20 years, some people speculate that UFOs are simply a hoax. The problem with this view is that there are too many reliable eyewitnesses and their accounts of UFO sightings. And these are by trained people who know what is in the sky, including Air Force pilots and astronauts. Some writers speculate UFOs are simply natural phenomenon. Perhaps people have seen a satellite go over, or a weather balloon, or marsh gas, or a flock of birds, or reflected light from some other object. If it's true, that many UFO sightings can be explained by natural phenomenon, but many others can't. Some writers speculate that UFOs are part of some interplanetary civilization. They used to think it was Venus, Mars, or Jupiter. But we now have sent, now that we have sent space probes to these planets, we have found no life of any kind there. Some writers have speculated that UFOs are intergalactic. Perhaps they come from some solar system within another galaxy that's now seeking to make contact with us. They believe that there are millions of galaxies that evolution must have produced somewhere else. But recent studies appear to show that we're alone in the universe. There's simply no evidence at this point of any extraterrestrial life anywhere in the universe. Some writers have speculated that UFOs came or come from some unknown Earth civilization. Speculations like the hollow Earth theory come and go. Perhaps there's a civilization that has escaped the ravages of modern-day society, has developed a high technology. Perhaps it's hidden in some volcano or in the Amazon jungle. The problem with this view is that today we have several hundred satellites orbiting the Earth. We have photographic equipment on those satellites so sophisticated from 200 miles away above the Earth, it can photograph a mouse running through a cornfield. All of you have been photographed many times over without ever knowing it. Yet from all of the information we have, no evidence of any detected Earth civilization exists. Some writers have speculated UFOs are some super secret weapon. We have no technology anywhere in the world that can fly at the speeds or angles of UFOs. Many researchers who study UFOs are now saying that the only possible explanation remaining for unidentified flying objects is that they are of some extra-dimensional nature, a spirit realm outside of our three-dimensional naturalistic world. And in fact, folks, some of the leading UFO experts that have for years believed in extraterrestrials are now saying what? No, they're not. They're of a demonic nature. They don't show up on radar coming in. They don't show up on radar going out. They just appear. They're of another dimension, and they just appear. I think they're demons. And isn't it interesting that these sightings now are increasing over Iraq? And they're all increasing these sightings at the same time. And now our government's admitting some of this. Again, we add this to our convergence of end-time events. What is the probability that all of these things are occurring at the same time? And we've gone through the list that's occurring. I don't need to go through it again. The regulars know the list. They all know the list of what's occurring at the same time. Iran and China and Russia making military alliance. The enemies of Russia right over the border, the enemies of Israel right over the border in Syria. And there they all are. Syria, Russia, Iran, Turkey. The development of this huge port that'll be done by 2025, operational by 2024, right there in Iraq, right there by Babylon. The destruction of the United States, the pushing of a one world government, one world religion, one world economy, central bank dollars. No one will be able to buy or sell. And the list goes on and on. And all of these things are occurring at the same time. And now, voila, a major acceptance and affirmation by our government. Yep, there are UFOs. Just cue the UFOs right when the world is ready for some kind of out-of-this-world solution to our problems. Right when most of the churches now are denying the scriptures. Perfect timing. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programming of worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com, and the 24/7 television stream? Well, did you know that many of the cameras that you're watching right now, we were able to buy those because you went to MyPillow.com and used the promo code WVW? We were able to do away with our old cameras and go to 4K cameras several years ago, cameras we've been using for like 12 plus years. We're able to get brand new 4K cameras because so many of you went to MyPillow.com and you used the promo code WVW. Yeah, it really matters that much. If you want to help us to continue to grow WVW Broadcast Network with our programming, our live programs, our documentaries, as well as through our technology that's needed to keep all of it going, then here's an opportunity for you to help yourself and help us at the same time. Please consider going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WVW for deep savings and discounts. And every time you use that code, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep the WVW Broadcast Network, Worldview Radio, and WVW-TV going. So please, buy your sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, robes, mattresses, mattress toppers, and more at MyPillow.com. But it's vital that you use the code WVW. When you use that code WVW, a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this 24/7 stream going and all the other programs that are on demand for free at worldviewradio.com and wvwtv.com. I cannot stress to you enough how vital it is that you support us and use that code. It does make a difference. So thank you for going to MyPillow.com and using that code WVW.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. So someone just asked us if said that they don't believe that the spiritual world can be seen by us naturally. So this would discount this idea of UFOs. I'm sorry, but are you that ignorant of the Bible? What are angels? Okay. Do angels take on physical form? Yep, we see them taking on physical form in the Bible. Angel, right? What are demons? Fallen angels, all right? Demons are fallen angels. There's nothing in the Bible that says these entities cannot take on a physical form. Some of you have entertained angels unaware, the Bible says. Well, again, what are demons? Fallen angels. So the idea, what does the Bible say? Satan appears as an angel of light, right? So again, I don't know how you could say the Bible would say that we could not see or understand the manifestation of something from the spiritual realm being manifested. There you go. Joining me now is Leo Holman. Leo, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Brandon.
What do you think of what I just laid out?
Lot to think about there. A lot of things I have heard before, some things I've not heard before. Definitely agree with you about the UFOs. I've always thought that they were demonic entities. The whole idea of physical Babylon being the same as the Babylon in Revelation, was it 18?
17 and 18, yep. Spiritual 17. Babylon and commercial Babylon.
Right. That's a little bit different from anything I've heard before, but you may be onto something there. I mean, I always tend to thought of the headquarters of the New World Order being more along the lines of New York or London, but certainly you could be onto something there, especially as we see these things happening that wouldn't have been. I believe Revelation is something that will unfold to us as believers as it's happening.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing that now. I don't know if you've seen this article. You should go read it because it would blow your mind if you can see this. Show the screen, guys. This is in The Cradle, January 31, 2023. Iraq Silk Road, port and canal project set to transform Baghdad's geopolitical clout, January 31st, 2023. And it goes on to talk about this Grand Fall port, and it's going to be operational by 2024, fully completed by 2025. It is going to be a massive thing. The two projects will change the map of the global economy. It'll change the map of the global economy, reducing transit time for ships traveling from West Asia's waterways and the Red Sea via the Suez Canal to Europe by 20 to 25 days, reducing shipping costs by tens of millions of dollars. And then they provide a map to show you, right, where it's coming right through there. Right, you got the international road. You've got the dry canal. I mean, this is mind-blowing. And then you got $2.6 billion being thrown into this thing. And then you have this. This map here shows how they have to go around now from Qatar all the way around, all the way through the Suez Canal, all the way up around to get to the UK, versus from the Al-Fal port right through a whole part of Iraq there to Europe. Boom, that little red dotted line. I mean, this is... Again, they're saying it's going to make it a massive global. What's the words they use? They use the word it's going to change the map of the global economy. It's just, and it's going to be operational next year. So the point I guess I'm making, Leo, is it's amazing how fast something can rise up out of nothing.
Right. There's that scripture in Revelation 17 or 18, I don't remember which, where it says that the merchants of the earth grew rich.
Yes.
Selling things to this Babylon.
That's right.
So if that is the same Babylon that you're referring to there, we may not be as close to the second coming of the Lord as we thought, because it would take years, number one, for that to get built, and then number two, for them to get rich selling things to it.
But remember, it's going to be operational next year.
Right, but like I'm saying... Then you're talking about it would take more years to develop a reputation and for them to actually get rich and wealthy off of this thing. Right now, Iraq is a dusty back road den of poverty.
Right.
It just does not fit the description at all. But if this rises up, and I'm not discounting what you're saying, because you could be onto something that most of us had never thought of, just earlier than the rest of us will eventually see it. But you see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This would take a number of years, I would think. I don't know.
Well, if you move the world headquarters of the UN there, and you've got all these Arab nations that are doing what they're doing, and all the advances being made, I would think that within 3 or 4 years, you could have something happening big time.
It will definitely be interesting to watch, Brannon. I mean, you're right in that these things are just moving so fast.
Do you remember how fast North Dakota, remember how some of these towns in North Dakota built hotels and restaurants and everything to accommodate the oil? Remember how that all happened? Those towns got it, you know, all that oil money, and they started developing fast. Remember that?
Yes.
It's crazy to see how fast things can be developed and put together once there's a money motivation.
Right. 100%. So this is definitely worth watching.
And then you add in the spiritual component part, Babylon being the dwelling place of demons. And then the demonic aspect of UFOs. All right. Well, I wanted to have you on to talk about something you and I have been obviously following now since it broke out, and that is January 6th. What do you make of this new footage that shows them leading the shaman, as he's called, right through the U.S. Capitol. Let me play for you what Tucker Carlson has put out,
Jacob,
and have you comment on it. Well, let's just play it. Here we go.
Jacob Chansley became the face of January 6th, a dangerous conspiracy theorist dressed in outlandish costume who led the violent insurrection to overthrow American democracy. For these crimes, Chansley was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison, far more time than many violent criminals now receive. What did Jacob Chansley do to receive this punishment? To this day, there is dispute over how Chansley got into the Capitol building. But according to our review of the internal surveillance video, it is very clear what happened once he got inside. Virtually every moment of his time inside the Capitol was caught on tape. The tapes show that Capitol Police never stopped Jacob Chansley. They helped him. They acted as his tour guides. Here's video of Chansley in the Senate chamber. Capitol Police officers take him to multiple entrances and even try to open locked doors for him. We counted at least 9 officers who were within touching distance.
Now, right here, the footage shows guys in SWAT team gear, basically, with their helmets on. And, yeah, he says there are about 9 of them. They're standing in the hallway, and he's being led by a police officer, one in front of him, one behind him. And these officers all standing there in what would be considered light, you know, SWAT gear, they all step aside. They all step aside. Hey, yeah, come on, come this way.
...of unarmed Jacob Chansley. Not one of them even tried to slow him down. Chansley understood that Capitol Police were his allies. Video shows him giving thanks for them in a prayer on the floor of the Senate. Watch.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving the inspiration needed to these police officers to allow us in this building.
Contrast the reality of what Jacob Chansley did in the Capitol building on January 6th. The indisputable facts recorded on video, some of which has never before been seen, with the depiction of Jacob Chansley that you've seen in the media for more than 2 years. He's a terrorist, they said. He should be killed.
Shoot him. Shoot him. Like, if it, you burst into the United States, if he was dressed like bin Laden, would you have shot him?
Shoot him. Shoot him. It makes you wonder, who are the violent extremists here? Not Jacob Chansley. And the video proves that. But you would never have known from the media coverage.
The people sitting in the chairs need to be sitting in a jail cell.
Chansley is in a jail cell. He's been there for months. If he was, in fact, committing such a grave crime, why didn't the officers who were standing right next to him place him under arrest?
That's because it was all an inside job. Leo?
100%, Brandon. I mean, this is just sickening to watch as an American who loves their country. This is the equivalent of going up to a bank and, you know, you look like you need some money. And so the police officer guarding the bank says, come on in. We'll take care of you. We'll give you, you know, a $20 bill so you can go get yourself lunch across the street at the McDonald's. And so he ushers you in, opens the door for you, takes you to the teller, explains your situation. The teller hands you $20 and says, here it is on the house. You walk out and then, you know, a week or a day or two, like 2 days later, you get arrested. I mean, and charged with bank robbery, not just bank robbery, but, you know, high robbery, you know, the most serious form of armed robbery, even, that's on the books. It's just unbelievable.
Yep, it is unbelievable. And here's the question. What do you think this will do, this footage now being released?
My honest opinion? Nothing.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Just like your great coverage of the corruption going on in Arizona last week. You know, did Fox News pick that up and run with it?
Nope. And we have more tonight. We have more tonight in another state where a mathematical genius that we've worked with now for 2+ years is going to share with us, well, for 2 years, is going to share with us what they say is more proof of money laundering and scams in elections in other states.
Yeah, this is probably going on in almost every state, Brannon, if not every state. I know it's going on in Georgia, where I live. The payoffs, the bribes, the favors, the cronyism. But it never seems to gain traction when somebody reports on it. It never seems to get picked up by the big national media, you know, mainstream corporate media, Fox News, even Newsmax. You know, they won't touch it.
Let's talk about what's going on over in Ukraine. We are now watching video footage where tanks, trucks, all kinds of things are in a port in Poland, in mm-hmm. a port in Poland, and the volume of military hardware is pretty remarkable. You've seen the video footage, right, Leo?
I have not seen that latest footage.
Have you not? Let me find it real quick for you if I can.
Is that the one did you play that last night?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I think I did see it. I didn't get a good look at it, but I did see it.
Well, here, I can show it to those of you watching by television now. I think I have it here. Let me see. Where did it go? Here we go. Here we go. Watch this footage for those of you by television, and maybe you can describe what we're seeing here, Leo.
Yeah, we're seeing, it looks like, armored vehicles?
Yep, tanks, all kinds of other military hardware. Look at all those tanks, though. Look at all
endless.
Those tanks.
I mean, they were supposed to get a maximum of, 150 to 200 tanks? That looks like more than that.
Look at the ones off to the left. Now, this is reportedly in a port. When it comes up to the end, it'll actually say the name of the port. It gets picked up by the drone filming all this, and I looked it up online, and it's in Poland. And there are experts saying this is now headed to Ukraine. Now, have you heard the elected official in Europe saying that Europe needs to go ahead and get involved in the war? They need to quit monkeying around, and they need to go ahead and get involved in the war in Russia. I want to come back and get your thoughts. What are some of the biggest stories you've been uncovering for Worldview Report the last week last few days since we talked to you? We'll be right back with Leo Holman. No calls today.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brannon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks.
All right, welcome back. Leo Holman is my guest. His website, leoholman.com, leoholman.com, leoholman.com. I don't know if you saw the video footage, Leo, of an elected official over in Europe saying that Europe just needs to go ahead and get involved in this war. They need to go ahead and declare war with Russia and get involved in, and stop doing this as a proxy war through Ukraine. Just go ahead and go to war. What's the latest you're reading as to how they're pushing us toward war?
Well, that's what they've wanted all along, Brannon. This was actually planned out years ago when we started meddling in this country called Ukraine that was never even a country until 1991, 92. We pulled off a color revolution there, got our puppet in power, totally corrupt. We have bioweapons labs there. We've got neo-Nazis there. It's probably the most corrupt cesspool of evil, definitely on the European continent and possibly in the entire world. And isn't it interesting that Joe Biden made 13 trips there his final year as vice president, shoring up the family business, I'm sure, as he and Hunter Biden had all sorts of sweetheart deals making millions of dollars in this corrupt country. So should we be surprised that when Vladimir Putin, after years, I'm talking a decade, of warning the Western countries, this is a red line, we don't want NATO right there on our border, we don't want Ukraine joining NATO, we can not only never gave him the guarantee that he was looking for, that Ukraine wouldn't join NATO, but we actually started encouraging Ukraine to get in a position to join NATO. We started building Ukraine's army up and military up, sending them all sorts of high-tech weapons. And this was before, folks, this all happened before February 2022 when Putin finally invaded.
Wow.
And since he's invaded, we've done what? We've blown up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. We cut off and destroyed a bridge to Crimea, which has since been restored. And now we're funneling bigger and even more powerful weapons into Ukraine. This is not a war between Ukraine and Russia. It's a war between NATO and Russia. It's a war that NATO has wanted for several years, going back to the Obama administration at least, and now they're going to get what they asked for. Did you see the big news in my latest report yesterday, Brandon? Don't know if you had a chance to look at it yet, but there are now Russian nuclear-armed submarines in positions off the coast of the United States. This is according to reports from military sources in the United States.
I just pulled it up. I think that's the one we're doing today, but I just pulled it up. Yep, let me read it here. Newsweek reports that United States commanders and military observers are sounding the alarm about the activity of Russia's submarine fleet off the U.S. coast. Since Russia's war in Ukraine commenced 1 year ago, there's been a buildup of Russia's Navy forces in the Black Sea. There's also been, according to Newsweek, citing U.S. military sources, an increasing presence of Russian submarines off U.S. coast and in the Mediterranean. The Russian Navy commands one of the largest and most modern submarine fleets in the world. Some are capable of carrying ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads, which Moscow considers a key strategic deterrent. And, of course, yes, then you go right where I was going to go with my thinking, and boom, there you are. Good for you. Over the past several years, Moscow produced a series of submarines that have the capacity to reach the most critical targets in the U.S. and continental Europe. Some of the submarines are warned by military expert Dr. Peter Vincent Pry before his death last year. This is the Poseidon. He wrote a whole book on it. We have it in my 2019 Siege. And it carries an unmanned submarine that can carry up to 100 megaton nuclear weapon. Dr. Pry says maybe 200. It has a dial system on it. It looks like we can dial it up or dial it down. But 100 megaton for sure, which the American people and even myself, I have no grasp at our understanding of what that is. I interviewed a military expert the other day, David Pine, who'll be with us on Friday for radio. He says the American people cannot understand how powerful a 100 megaton weapon is. And if you release that off the coast of the U.S., you're talking about a radioactive tsunami now. It also can be used to take out our submarines as part of our nuclear triad. But you could also use one of those missiles to launch an EMP attack on America. And I don't know if you saw it the other day, Leo, but the other day, and I'm going to cover this with him on Friday for radio, the report being given today by David Pine, what America must do to stop provoking World War III with the China-Russia alliance. But in this report, Leo, I don't know if you've seen this or not, in this report, here we go. I think you were on with me the other night, weren't you? Yeah, you were on with me. The potential post-EMP attack foreign occupation zones, where you got China, Russia, Mexico, which is a narco state, Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and it shows the different parts of the U.S. they would occupy, kind of a Red Dawn scenario, which was part of the former Soviet Union's military plan.
Absolutely, Brandon. They would get Mexico. They would get Venezuela. They would get some of those other narco states in Central and South America, all coming up from the south. The Chinese,
which is why they want to keep our border open, Leo.
Exactly.
The enemies inside the wire and in the White House are destroying the country and leaving the border open, drugging the American kids with fentanyl with the help of China and the drug narco state. And they are destroying our military, giving our ammunition and weapons overseas, dumping our strategic oil reserves. Everything they're doing is so that we will be a whipped dog. We have no choice but to surrender.
Right, exactly. They are these military contingents are filing in and have been for the last 2.5 years, Brandon, thousands per day. They're all going to be in place. And it's going to be like Alex Newman described brilliantly on your show last night, where the government won't even have to, if it doesn't want to, play the role of the, you know, the bad guy and round up the patriotic conservative Americans. They could just have these sleeper cells that are coming in, activate them, let them turn on the American people, and then turn a blind eye and let them have at it.
Well, Annie Cyrus was on last night about what appears to be being reported by the Jerusalem Post. Maps in America by Iran, mapping out where the Jews are, mapping out where the Jews are in America. And of course, my next question to her was, have they mapped out where those of us speaking about Iran are, speaking out against them? She said, oh, they know right where we all are.
Absolutely.
LeoHolman.com. LeoHolman.com.
Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com.